Japan is facing a number of challenges, including an aging, shrinking population and a low birth rate, all of which is leading to a severe shortage of workers. The government there has been trying to fix that by getting more women into the workforce, by providing more maternity leave and daycare options, and getting dads to take paternity leave too. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn found out, that often comes at a great personal cost.
This Japanese father applied to his employers to take paternity leave in 2015.
Reaction は、奥さんが働かないといけないのか。
Their reaction was, so your wife has to work?
The implication was that if she wasn't working, then his wife should look after the child, because childcare is a woman's job. The man asked that we identify him just as Mr. H to protect him and his family from discrimination. He works for the Japanese sporting goods company, ASICS. After his paternity leave, Mr. H says he was transferred from the Human Resources Department to a warehouse. He says his employer's only explanation was this.
We had to look for a job that you could do.
He believes his company was simply bullying him to get him to quit. He says this is what's known in Japan as patahara, or paternity harassment. He's suing ASICS for damages, and he's getting help.
Lots of Japanese people simply do not raise their voices. They just give up. But there is a way to negotiate with the help of unions that doesn't cost much.
ASICS has denied his allegations, but Mr. H is not giving up.
I want to stress that we, as fathers, have the right to raise our children.
That right is well protected, at least on paper. Yoshiaki Wada, a lawmaker with the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, explains that under Japanese law, fathers can get a year of paternity leave or more if they have no available childcare options. But
even though we have one of the best systems in the world, still the paternity leave percentage is like 6%, whereas the percentage of maternity leave is about 83%.
WADA is introducing legislation to change Japan's workplace culture and to help Japan reach its target of having 13% of dads take paternity leave by 2020.
I would like to make company push to workers, inform workers that there is a system in the company to encourage paternity leave. And if environment allows, then worker has to take paternity leave.
But Emiko Takeshi, a sociologist at Hosei University in Tokyo, disagrees with the idea of compulsory paternity leave.
Paternal leave is a right, and it should be taken by those who want it or need it. The government making it a duty is going too far.
She explains that besides patahara, there's also matahara, or maternity harassment. What they have in common is that companies punish men and women alike for inconveniencing them by taking time off to have kids. The difference, she says, is this.
The mindset is that men's jobs are more important and involve heavier responsibility. So how can men shirk these jobs for the less important task of childcare?
Takeshi says this is the mindset of a society in which most families have one male breadwinner. But the mindset and the model are fading, she says, simply because it's harder for Japanese families to survive on a single income. That may be little comfort for those who claim to be victims of patahara. Glenn Wood is a former sales manager at Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley, an investment bank. When his son was born prematurely in 2015, Wood applied for leave to deal with the medical emergency.
From the minute I mentioned needing to take some time off for family, my whole world changed. I became the outcast. I became the enemy.
Wood, a Canadian who's worked in Japan for around 30 years, says he was marginalized and eventually fired despite his successful track record at work.
The expectations for someone doing my job in the financial industry in Japan, in a traditional Japanese company, was that I devoted 100% of my time and energy to the company. And anything short of that is viewed as treason.
Wood is suing his company for his job back. They deny the harassment charges. Wood goes to take his 4-year-old son to his cello lesson. He says music is one of the things that brought him to Asia in the first place.
It's been a real joy to have a son and be able to be teaching him music and the love of music.
Wood says his battle over paternity rights has not brought him many rewards, but his young son is clearly an exception. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.